What Guan, everybody? It's your boy Demoy, and we're back with another edition of The Search Continues, the podcast edition. If you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Search Continues at search.continues, and check out the Tumblr blog, thesearch-continues.tumblr.com. I apologize in advance for the sound of my voice. The pollen's in the air, and it's almost springtime, so we're gonna continue rocking out like this. After I transferred schools and settled in, I was fortunate enough to secure a two-season college internship that gave me a glimpse into how the industry works. Moving back to my grandmother's home from the middle of nowhere, South Jersey, I felt the effects of commuting in my body. My calves were the strongest they had ever been, and I had blisters from speed walking through New York City blocks. I was commuting so much that I contracted a severe sinus infection that almost took me out of my competitive nature. I was dealing with a lot of stress, work, school, and trying to be a romantic young man all at the same time. I remember being assigned the intern duty of fetching someone's cell phone after their drunken night out. I was just recovering from my sickness, and I thought I would be able to take the subway since I was broke and it would be a relief. However, everything became suddenly silent and started to shine as soon as I got onto the train. I felt something was wrong. My heart raced, and I felt a shooting pain in my head, causing me to panic more. I knew that if I let the train doors close, I would pass out, or worse. Eventually, I managed to escape the train, and concerned individuals were talking to me to see if I was all right. But I couldn't understand them clearly. I sat down on the subway platform on my back, took 10 deep breaths, and returned to my normal self. I guess I had had a panic attack. And my first thought was, I'm laying on a dirty subway floor. Leaving the subway, I had a new perspective on life. Not to let small things stress me out. And if I were to die, it would never be on a New York City subway. I don't think I'll ever have a more favorable timeline in New York City than this one. I experienced the most pain, saw the most art, and partied the nights away. However, being a full-time student, a summer class, two part-time gigs, and a freelancer was not the best way to divide my time. One thing I learned since then is that opportunities come back around. And there's power in saying no to things. I had begun a warpath down a solo wormhole of doing everything alone, which isolated me and pushed me further from my goals than I'd ever imagined. Fortunately, I did have some guidance and encouraging words from some cool guys like Combat Jack, who told me that the game I'm in requires groundwork and that I can never just quit. And words from art director Jonathan Falby, who showed me that a creative block is just your inability to reference something else within your own experience. I'm grateful for all my brief and intentional encounters with people who are ahead in their own lives and have advice or positivity to share. During this time, I felt like I learned the most about myself, how clutch, dependable, and creative I can be. Finally processing these moments and reflecting on them for this vlog is a blessing. The search continues, of course, but it's nice to reminisce on where I've been from time to time. I cannot wait to show you where we're going next. Search, search, search.